We'd like to welcome Keith Dole. And Keith is a farmer from Canada, as I mentioned, who had a near-death experience and who is now devoting himself to really raising his own resonance and the resonance of the planet. And we're really honored to have him joining the project. He's been really supporting Clearly Conscious Energetics in a great inspirational way. So let's take a listen. So, Keith, welcome. And I heard a little bit from Anne about Ansahada, about some of your agricultural experiments, and I wasn't even sure if you were using an awaken or a harmony. So I wanted to establish that to start with.
Okay. We've had the awaken for maybe a little over a year, almost 2 years, I guess, since they came out. We had an empower before that, and once I realized what the awaken was intended for, then the light bulb started coming on for me, and I knew we had to bring it up to the farm and play with it a little bit, just with the seeds and even with the earth, just kind of restoring some of the soil, the depleted soil energy of the planting, I guess. I just wanted to see what it would do.
So what has it done? So you started with did you start with the awakening or did you start with something earlier? I wasn't clear on that.
Bill, first off, when the empowers came out.
The olden days.
He was pretty much must have tracked this down. He did quite a few groups in Alberta and Canada on his travels, and we would always be on the road but never met up. So the empower was with me right from when it started. I'd take it with me on the road. Some years I'm over 300 days on the road in hotels and different places, so I'd just take it from town to town as I went.
Very good. Yeah, that was sort of like an early Om pocket then. And so when you did decide to invest in the awaken, it was to enhance the crops in the soil. And what are you growing? First of all, how are you on the road 300 days and having a farm? That's curious.
So I think it's just part of being on the ground crew and going out and connecting with people. I had to kind of make some changes in my living arrangements and things like that. But I just like to travel and I like to see people, and it's just a fun way to stay mobile.
Yeah, to network and to be out there and bringing something that they haven't heard of yet. Yes. So what are the crops that you're growing that you're away 300 days of the year? Sort of sharing another crop.
Yeah, so the crops up in Alberta mostly have switched to canola and to wheat.
Oh, okay.
So red spring wheat, and a lot of the seeds have been manipulated a little ways, just not necessarily, like the canola has gone quite a ways, but the wheat is more just through natural breeding with other varieties to kind of help it adapt to the environment up here in the growing season. So I kind of got the idea when I was in Jasper and I just seen all the rail cars with grain going by, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to just charge up all of those seeds and see, because they go all over the planet, and just see how that helps raise up the consciousness, I guess, or helps spread the vibes, whatever we're doing. So I started to, before seeding time, we would just kind of select a certain, it actually would kind of coincide with full moon, or sometimes that's usually when we would start planting anyhow. So I would placed awakened right under the seed bin. I did a great big, large steel bin and just let it run overnight and do a cycle of the same tones you would do to charge up your food. And then as we were out in the fields, we would have it, the large coil running out in the tractor, actually connected to an inverter, and charged up the ground as we were seeding in the seed. So it was a pretty interesting experience. It's quite an energetic adjustment being in the machine as it's doing that. So especially being basically sitting on top of it for 12 hours a day is a pretty cleansing moment.
A little detoxing, eh?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, the first couple of days you gotta adapt, and then it goes good from there.
Wow, so. I didn't realize. Okay, so you're actually putting it under the seeds, the awaken, which is perfect. We were instructing people to even put the awaken under their beds while they're sleeping. So under the seeds for like a 24-hour period, you'd say?
Well, while we were in the field working with the machine, so initially the seed would be in a storage container in a steel granary, and we could, it's up on a platform, so it's actually like a hopper bin, and we could place the awaken coil right underneath the center of the bin. So all of the seeds would basically be like putting a large container on top of the awaken, and I'd do that for 24 hours, sometimes even a little bit more.
Super cool. And so what did you start to, that's really cool actually, so what, and we're actually talking on the full moon, so what did you find, what did you notice other than the detoxification effects on you?
Like people would know, like just holding the seeds in their hands afterwards would notice the feeling was in there. It was different than other seeds. Like it has, I don't know, you could just feel the vitality of it, and then you could tell, as it would grow, just the initial germination and things were affected. So it would really come out of the ground healthy and, so little things like that, I would take some pictures as it would come up, and it's difficult to compare, like to go places where it wasn't, other than like other fields that we weren't farming. So it's just, you can tell that the plants are naturally healthy and they just want to grow. So.
That is so awesome. So did you actually start to notice any difference in yield when those seeds were planted?
I would say we didn't really isolate just with the awaken charging, because we were using some other products to enhance, like kind of to restore the soil. So they added to this. They were like a natural fertilizer that we put into the ground to help the micronutrients. So it's almost like the two things work together and got the plants growing quite a bit better than we've ever had before. So I'm just was estimating that it's close to a third more than what we've had before.
And a more vibrant sort of feeling to the food, because I think that is one of the problems we're having is too much engineering and not enough energy or something. Not enough.
So
a third more, but a different energy field being generated, which, of course, because seeds, just like human bodies, they do have energy fields. So it would be difficult to measure that probably, although there might be some ways. That's been really incredible. So, and using them synergistically, because Scalar will imprint into even what you're using to enhance the nutrients in the soil. So it's going to imprint and bring that up to another vibrational level as well. So it really works synergistically with anything you're doing to improve and support. But that's very cool. So have you finished harvesting your crops at this point? Because we're going quickly towards winter, right?
Yes, we finished a few weeks ago now, and so we've just had some time with Bill and Ann over the last weekend to just chat about the results and share some things. And one of the things that came up just talking with Bill was that the crop is paid by weight. It's not by bushels like it used to be. Like, it's not a volume thing. It's how heavy the seeds are when you take them in. And the weight of these is way more than what, so we would always have a consistent trailer to haul the grain in. And we were noticing on the scales that it's, we can fit a lot more weight in the trailer. So it's almost like it increased the density or the makeup of the seeds. So it was something that just came up in the conversation, and it never really clicked until Bill and I were talking on Saturday.
Interesting. So is there a correlation between that and the density of the nutrients? So would there be possibly a denser nutritional basis?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they measure that when the grain is delivered, they measure the protein content.
Okay.
And it's actually above, like, they pay you up to 15% protein, and some of the samples were over that, like 16 and above. So it's over the scale that they're used to receiving.
So is that typical of your yields, or was that typical after using the Awaken? Was the 16% a typical yield for you? Because you're obviously doing some advanced methods.
I would say before we started using the technology, you might have got that once in 10 years. Since then, we've gotten it every year.
It's just
consistently, it's number one quality, and it's high protein. And we've had different types of growing seasons. This year was actually quite dry, almost probably two-thirds of the growing season. There was very little rain, and the plants still seem to endure that somehow.
That's incredible. And one thing about that I was going to say is that with the scalar wave vortex technology, what it's actually doing is imprinting the water. And so that's why when you bring things into that higher level, it usually reduces the molecular size so that it would enhance whatever is the natural constitution of that seed. But it's by actually structuring the water of the seed. So it's interesting, whatever you're growing, actually. If you're growing tomatoes, it would be enhancing the structure of the water in the tomato. And some things obviously have more water than others. But that's fascinating that it's transcended the lack of water and the availability of water that was provided by the natural rain. So that makes sense to me on an intuitive level. It's actually making better use of the water that exists.